Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Wemota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I am glad to be back. How's everybody doing? I certainly hope you're well. We are winding down 2019. 3 months to go. Yeah, this year is flying. But anyway, if it's your first time on this podcast or on this platform, thank you so much for coming through. And this is where we analyze and give our thoughts and opinions on the best, the most awesome African albums of the year. Music is how I get to visit various countries, and come to think of it, Nigeria is one country that I absolutely love when it comes to African music. I remember back in like 2003 listening to the likes of P-Square, FaZe, Style Plus, and a whole lot more, and thinking, wow, Nigeria is well ahead of its game. And looking at 2019, Nigeria is home to some of the best African talents that are world renowned, like your Wizkids, Davido, Tiwa Savage, Burna Boy, and the lady whose album I'm gonna review today, and that's Yemi Alade.
The latest African album review is Album Review.
First thoughts.
Like I said, today I will be reviewing the album Woman of Steel by Yemi Alade. It was released on August 30th, 2019, and it is her fourth studio album. This project was released under Afizi Music Group. It's got 15 tracks, two of which are remixes, four collabos, and multiple producers. The album cover sees Yemi wearing a brown, sort of Queen Nefertiti-inspired headdress, which has gold glyphs, and the gender pictogram for female being easily visible on her forehead area, so that's pretty symbolic. Below the neck, she is fully covered in glittering gold. Now, on the album cover, it makes it seem like below the neck, she's like totally covered in glittering gold, but when you look at other promo images that came from the photo shoot when that happened, she's not actually fully covered in it, but the album cover gives that impression, which is pretty cool still. And when I looked at it in depth, Woman of Steel, which is the name of the album, and gold is a precious metal which is highly sought after. That means a lot. Yemi also wears a sharp pointed full finger gold ring on her left index finger, which in my opinion represents another side to her confidence. The left hand is considered the weaker hand generally. It may be about being an underdog but rising to become the queen. Powerful symbolism, my friends. Powerful symbolism.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Getting into the music side of things, Night and Day, which is the opening track, kind of reminds me of Shekini by P-Square from a beat perspective. I think that was done by VTech the Awesome, but who's also a producer on this album, but he's not the producer of this song. Interesting. It has a really dope underlying sort of rumba framework. Very subtle, but you can kind of pick notes of it. Home, which is a traditional sounding track, which is actually produced by VTech the Awesome, is the single that's currently doing the rounds from this album. And you may have checked out the short story video on YouTube. Yemi is raving about it on her Twitter. But also the video, you know, it's doing pretty well. It's really nice. You have to check it out. She talks about love being the feeling of belonging on this track. So she's saying, hey, wherever you are is my home because that's where my love is. I did like that. The song Shake featuring Duncan Mighty is, I'd say, erotic in many ways, to be honest. Duncan is telling her, don't start something you can't finish. Kind of teasing, you know, that flirtatious type of thing. While Yemi is telling him she can move her body and wants him to take the cake. No two questions on what that means. Ha, yo. And she's telling him that he makes her shake. I'd say the song is rated 18 in a very subtle way. I mean, we've sung songs like this back in the day when we're like 12 years old, not even knowing what they mean, but just singing along. Moving on, the song Yeba. Now peep this. A guy promises Yemi Alade a lot of this and that if she gives him some sugar. Unfortunately, it seems like this guy is more bark than bite. and he's struggling financially. He cannot pay his own rent. He doesn't take care of his mom, etc. So how exactly is he going to fulfill his promises, right? I mean, when you listen to this song, it's absolute jokes. but I did like it. The song Remind to me was interesting in that it totally went left compared to the album up to this point. It's very R&B-esque and it is more like an early to mid 2000s style with that SWV 702 Destiny's Child case, Joe Thomas kind of sound. And I think they came up as influences. I do feel like maybe R&B is a love of Yemi Alade's life, like music that she would listen to when she's alone or when she's just chilling, but not necessarily the same music that she would perform and do as an artist. I don't know, Yemi. Reach out to me and tell me if it's true.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Visit RedSAU.com to buy gorgeous African and para and kente accessories. RedSAU.com.
And talking about a hidden gem on this album, I think the song Shaker is one of those. Very mature sounding music that doesn't alienate the young listeners. I found myself appreciating the impeccable duet with the legendary multi-Grammy winner Angelique Kidjo from Benin. There's something very interesting about Angelique Kidjo and Yemi Alade. Both of them can speak multiple languages. Let's start with Angelique Kidjo. She speaks Fon, French, Yoruba, Gen, I think it's called Gen or Jen, and English. On the other hand, Yemi Alade, I don't know if she actually speaks five languages, but I think she definitely speaks four and sings in five, at least. These are Yoruba, Igbo, English, French, and Swahili. This song was 2 years in the making, which is crazy, right? The song Lai Lai, I'll say this outright. Best song on the album. Best song on the album, hands down. The sonic fullness on Lai Lai is easily the best I've heard from Yemi Alade ever since. Like, I just think the balance of this song is phenomenal. Somehow, it kind of takes me back to a song, Go Down. You remember that song? Baby, go down, down, down that one. Especially when she repeats the Lai Lai line. There's a lot of similar elements between the two. And the unique thing about this song, outside a heartwarming celebration of love, of course, is that it's a perfect balance between Afrobeats and R&B. I'd use it as a case study any day. She sings her lungs out as well, so that's a bonus. The song can slip under the radar. I feel like this song is one of those songs where not many people will appreciate it unless like it's one of the promo songs on the album. But those that pick up on it will be like, yeah, this is a track. And then when I moved from Lai Lai, the next song is Somto. And I feel like in the mixing process, the strings were a bit too dominant on this track. And the thing that told me that was when I got maybe about 20, 30 seconds into the track, I actually thought I had to adjust my headphones because I was like, wait, sounding a bit loud, right? Interestingly, that's sort of like the dominance of those strings was not in a way that would ruin her performance or anything on the song. I'm not sure it was a good fit to follow after Lai Lai because of the difference in the fullness between the two songs. The sonic range between the two songs was just, it was just not compatible in whatever way. That flow wasn't right for me. Otherwise, the song is still a lovely track, which does well for such an album. But this song, CIA, Criminal in Agbada, yeah. You know the saying by, what's that guy's name? I have to Google this. John Dalberg Acton, yes. That power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That is the theme on this powerful reggae tune. Befitting to be reggae in that reggae is a genre that is known to tackle socio-political issues such as, nepotism, corruption, blah, 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 blah. Me being from Zimbabwe, I could relate to it. It could basically be CIZ, criminal in Zimbabwe, and it would still mean the exact same thing. I relate to it as an African. Yemi basically says that the politicians use our dreams to advance their own selfish agendas. Amen, amen. President Yemi Alade.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
On the technical side of things, I think one interesting thing for me was Yemi Alade's vocal range. She can slow it down and sing it out. She can go a bit sort of mellow on a mid-tempo track, and she can switch it up on a pacey number. These skills are all showcased on Woman of Steel, and Yemi Alade is one of the few artists that has never tried to prove to the audience that she can sing. You find so many artists that try to prove that they can sing. She just focuses on making the best music that she can, music that she loves, music she can dance to, and yeah. Like I did say earlier, the general flow of the tracks from start to finish was pretty good, outside the song Remind, which I felt was a bit misplaced just in terms of the style of music overall. Obviously, the song Somto, which didn't sound like it should have been the one to follow the song Remind. I mean, Yemi Alade is four albums in, so we have a pretty good idea of who she is as an artist and what she does. One thing that I wanted to highlight is that she's got a very unique way of dramatizing her music. She is very good at conveying the message through song, but she occasionally even makes sounds to signify feelings like annoyance, happiness, etc. and makes them sound supernatural in her singing. So she just doesn't sing. She actually acts songs out, which is, I think, a USP, as a unique selling proposition as a an African musician that does Afrobeats. So when you listen to her music, I mean, you realize she is a good singer, but she's giving you a whole lot more than a good song. Generally, the quality of the production was good. Can't complain. I probably would rate it 7.5, 8 out of 10. It's right up there with some of the best. And it was also largely relevant for the sounds I would expect from a star of her magnitude, but also music that I'm listening to in 2019. So that's pretty cool. One of the things that I would highlight as well is Woman of Steel does not reinvent the wheel. The sounds take a formula that works. And Lai Lai for me is an excellent outlier, which just sounds unique and amazing, but still fits. What more can you expect?
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, it's very hard to find a song I could not listen to. I listened to the album start to finish without skipping a song, and yeah, it sounded good. There's a very nice balance, even when I came across songs that I personally did not prefer. They were still well done, and I could appreciate the artistry behind them. Also, the title Woman of Steel is befitting on this project. Many artists would have fizzled out, but Yemi Alade's moves have just all been spot on for the last 5 years. I don't think she's set a foot wrong in 5 years, legit, since her debut album. She's just gone from strength to strength. When you get a hit as big as Johnny and become not only an African but world star, you need to keep your head down and continue being hungry for it, because you're now the target. Where most people fail is they get a big hit and they think they've made it. Then they relax. Then somebody takes their spot. Yemi Alade understood this from the word go. It's very hard to think of Afrobeats without mentioning her as one of the genre's top 5 artists. Easily the most consistent, in my opinion. Maybe her, Burna Boy, and Diamond Platnumz for me are the three biggest artists in Africa right now. Other than that, the album encapsulates everything we've grown to love and appreciate about Yemi Alade. Longtime fans are well catered for, and newbies will be easily taken by her charming performances and hit-making prowess. I streamed Woman of Steel online, so you know it's available everywhere. Do check it out. It's an album that's definitely worth listening to. If you want to know what the gold standard for Afrobeats is, Woman of Steel is that. Yemi Alade kills it! Anyway, peeps, it's all good. Peace and love. I gotta go. My name is MJ. One more time, this was the African Album Review Podcast. Day.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.